Larry Kudlow.
Larry Kudlow. What the heck is going on in the country?
Let me summarize. Inflation up. We had three inflation reports this week. The CPI 8.3%. Producer prices up 11%. Import prices up 12%. Stocks continue to fall. Another weekly decline. The Fed chairman swears up and down he's going to drain cash from the economy and raise their target rate. And then Joe Biden's in complete denial about any of this. He's just out there blaming everybody under the sun. He will not take credit. He will not change his policies. And what I call the big government socialist, the progressive experiment, is failing very badly. And if Biden doesn't change, which I don't think he will, then the cavalry is coming in November, John. The cavalry is coming.
Oh, no.
The cavalry is going to be late.
Biden is blaming Senator Rick Scott and others for being a ultra MAGA. And he says Trump is the MAGA king. I want to be an ultra MAGA. Where do I sign? I'm ultra MAGA.
Larry, it's Richard Weinberg. I think the country was far better off when we had the Trump administration in charge, because right now I can't think of a thing that this administration has done right. And I still want to know why.
I've seen those videos of today of those refugees just coming through the border like no tomorrow.
But Larry, they're not doing anything right. And I want to know, who are these 18% that support Biden think the country is in the right direction?
Look, I call it the progressive experiment, where, people in government, central planners, regulate and run everything. I mean, it's far left stuff. You know, they spend, they tax, they regulate, they print money, they borrow money, and it's backfired very badly. And it's kind of sad to see a president being unaware of this. He will not take ownership of it, as we saw in his press conference. What, it was Monday, I think. It might have been Tuesday. But in any case, he doesn't want to own it. He's blaming everybody, and he's got to take the blame. And there's polls that you cite show voters now blame him, quite simply, straightforwardly. And look, you know, there's no confidence in him. And frankly, there's no confidence in the Federal Reserve. The stock market is in a very bad slump. You know, another piece of news this week was this sell-off in Bitcoin and some of the other digital currencies and digital currency exchanges. All that stuff is related. And I mean, by the way, Bitcoin and the rest of them, they're here to stay. That's not going away. And as they get cheaper, you might want to buy some. But I'm just saying, there is no confidence right now in the body politic. There's no confidence in the stock market. There's no confidence in the business community. And these are things that take their toll. I hate to see it because I want to be an optimist. And I do think we're going to see big political change this fall. This is what I would call as a dull, dull period.
Governor Patterson?
Larry, I was a little surprised to hear you say that you think Bitcoin is here to stay. I'm ambivalent on the subject. I just wanted to hear a little more why you feel that way.
This is an internet play, and there's no question it's here to stay. It's not going to go away. And, you know, some of these companies, I mean, it's also quite interesting. You take this Coinbase, which is not a currency, it's the exchange. They made a lot of money last year, okay? Coinbase made, I don't know what the number was, but they made like $4.5 billion in profits, for heaven's sakes. It's a serious company. Now, their stock is way down year to date. It's down something like 70% with a multiple of, I don't know, 4. You might want to come in and buy it. But the country, people are investing this way through the internet. There's no reason for it not to stay. Now, they may have to standardize some reporting. They may have to be, you know, more show what their capitalization is, what their reserves are. But internet, look, internet exchanging, internet payments mechanisms, which is really what these digital currencies are. They're outside the banking system. They're outside the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. It's definitely here to stay. It's only going to grow. And the prices fluctuate. I mean, look, you can beat up on, Bitcoin is down 35% year to date. As I said, Coinbase is down, I think, 70% year-to-date. But so is almost everything else.
Larry, we disagree again on this one. And the largest bet me and you make is dinner. Bitcoin, in me, has no reason to live because it's just unexplainable. Other cryptocurrency may have a reason to live if there's some control on it. Cryptocurrency that's run by a bank, it has a reason to live because you know where to go the right time of day.
Cryptocurrency is not run by a bank.
Well, then no, there are some cryptocurrencies that banks are coming out with.
I think the bigger point is
I want to be able to pick up a phone call and say I lost my security code.
You've got blockchain, which is the big ledger. You can track payments transactions, John. By the way, you can track all that over the internet. It's a very efficient system. I mean, banks and retailers are accepting digital currencies. That trend has been going on for quite some time. That's why I note there's 2.6 trillion of digital currencies circulating.
Yes, but I think we have to differentiate between the types of bitcoins. That's all.
If the Federal Reserve had a better management of the value of the dollar, I don't think all this might have arisen, but they don't. And so part of this digital currency revolution comes from the fact that people don't trust the banking system and they don't trust our currency. All right. Now, I probably wouldn't go that far, although I've been very critical of the Fed bungling inflation in the last couple of years. These are alternative approaches, competitive approaches, and I don't see anything wrong with them. People who invest in them or use them as payments have to have their eyes open. Okay, you got to have your eyes open. You got to know what the risks are, side and downside risks. But that should be true of any investment. I follow Bitcoin. Bitcoin's down about 35% year on date. JP Morgan's down 25% year to date. All right.
So, yeah, but at least you know what you have.
Well, I don't know. Do we know?
I don't know what we have. You're right. Yeah, we have a minute left. Anything else you want to tell the American people?
As I said, this is a dull time. You hate to see stocks falling. You hate to see inflation rising. I don't think this story is going to end well. But I do think once we go through this whole corrective phase in the economy and in the body politic and the elections, we will come out on the other side much better. To me, the good news is this radical progressivism experiment by Joe Biden is coming to an end. It's failed, just like it failed around the world. So that's the good news. And the public knows it's failed. And that's why they're going to punish the party in power come November.
Larry Kudlow, have a great weekend. And I'll be listening to you between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock on WABCRadio.com, 770 on the AM dial. Every Saturday, the number one show on WABC, Larry Kudlow. And find out what the economy is doing by tuning in. Thank you, Larry Kudlow. I'll be listening to your show tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Oh, not again. My nerves.
Have a great weekend, Larry.